Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City of Indianola Public Works Director AP, discussing streets department projects in 2020 and looking ahead to 2021. The last several months, Indianola Streets Department has been working on really just continuation of a lot of projects that have been going on for several years now. So talk a little bit about the year of 2020 in Indianola Streets, especially since you've taken over.
Sure. So it's been about six months or so since I've been with the Streets Division. Some of the projects, the bigger projects that started is basically we have completed the East Iowa paving project, which is basically just a block. It's a West Iowa Avenue paving project, which is just a block west of Jefferson Way. We completed paving that as a part of the bigger scope was the synchronization of all the signals in Indianola, which as a result we are seeing a better flow of the traffic on the major corridors. So that is one major project that was completed during the summer. We have also taken a bid for a East Iowa Avenue project, which is next to Missouri Valley. Which is majority of the project is basically funded by a federal grant available from the Economic Development Authority, and that is coming up next year. You know, so these are the two major projects. In addition to that, we are also planning for a downtown streetscape improvement project in 2021. You know, so this year it's although we finished a smaller section, we were planning for bigger projects. In addition to that, the city has completed major studies for pavement condition indexing, the stormwater master plan studies, you know, so that's most everything in a nutshell for 2020. I don't know if that answers your question, Andrew.
Absolutely, it does. Well, I wanted to ask just from your perspective, what was it like coming in and taking over that department in the middle of a pandemic? It's certainly not something I can imagine being easy to do.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, yeah, that was something. I've taken new jobs over the span of my career, you know, and this was quite an interesting time because it was challenging at times because the communication was going down. But fortunately, at least for the streets, department, we are all critical infrastructure where we had to report to work every day. At least me and my staff were communicating. I know we, as a department, the other city departments were restricting communicating at times. In the sense, it was sometimes it was video communications and stuff like that. You know, but overall, I think as we were critical infrastructure, we were meeting on site every day. You know, we were challenging at times because we had to maintain the social distance and all that. You know, but I think we have learned during this stage how to work with the pandemic. You know, so it was a learning experience for all of us, including you too, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That's to put it mildly. You notice, and again, I know you just started this year, so there's not a lot of historical experience to draw from, but was there anything noticeable about less people being on the streets this year with the lockdowns, or is that kind of hard to quantify?
Well, yeah. So the DOT, Iowa DOT, collects the traffic volume data, and this year there has been significant changes in the traffic volume data. And when I say significant, I mean it's when the pandemic was when we realized back in March or April, whenever we realized there was a significant drop in traffic volume, you know. But it has ever since it has taken over. It's improved a lot, you know. So basically it reduced, but it has taken over. It's not doing as well as last year, but it's basically taken over, you know. So we have a balanced approach. Having said that, I don't know whether you have noticed the city manager's weekly report, but one of the things that we reported was the traffic volumes, which is collected by the Iowa DOT, were significantly different. Or when I say different, it was skewed to a point where the DOT is collecting the traffic volume data again next year, you know. So It was not a normal year for us. You know, the traffic and everything has changed slightly this year. Hopefully next year it'll be again back to normal.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully. And anything else you want to talk about winter? I know your department has a lot to do with clearing our streets and making sure everybody's as safe as possible. So any advice to residents over these winter months, getting ready to especially parking along those streets as well?
Yes. So absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. So that's a very good point you mentioned. So this is almost, I know we had this is almost our first snow. I know this is our second, but I would call this our first big snow for this winter, you know, and during this process, every time when we get our first snow, we learn from our mistakes, you know, as well as our staff and the residents. You know, there were a lot more cars on street which were parked even after the snow ordinance was into effect, you know. So as a result, I think it slows down our response to snow removal, you know. So I would certainly request our residents to make sure that they're not restricting the parking or the flow of the traffic, you know. So that'll help us with the snow removal operations. You know, once the snow ordinance is in effect, it is certainly helpful for the snow removal trucks to basically not have any impedance or any on street parking. So yeah, I mean, it will help. I would also request all residents to basically remove the snow from their sidewalk within 48 hours after the snow has stopped, you know. So those are the two things that I would request our residents to do.
All right, well, looking forward to 2021. How do you think the Indianola Streets Department is faring right now and getting ready for some of those big projects?
So yeah, the 2021 is looking quite interesting, you know. So we are looking towards starting with the East Iowa Avenue project, which I just briefly mentioned, as a result of the Missouri Valley project that has already, I think it's almost complete now. So as a result of that, we are paving a portion of East Iowa Avenue project. I'm real excited about that. The next big project, which I think my department is working closely with the community development, is the downtown streetscape project, which is basically a huge project for the city of Indianola. Is basically removing all the pavers, the failed pavement, and putting in new permeable paving as well as concrete paving. You know, so we will be doing a whole lot more than paving too. We will be having better aesthetics, more plantings and stuff, architecturally new street lighting, better signage and stuff over there, you know. So it's a huge project that I'm looking forward to work in the square, you know. So those are the two major projects. There may be fewer pavement reconstruction projects here or there, a block or two other than that. Then we also finished some stormwater improvement projects that's coming up too next year, you know. One of them is Clinton Avenue that's in our radar, that we are finishing up the design for that, you know. So there's some interesting projects coming up for the city of Indianola. We are also looking towards starting the design of the K Street. Hopefully in the next fiscal year we'll start working towards designing the K Street, which is currently a gravel road, you know. So eventually we'll look towards paving that. It's within the next 2 or 3 years where the paving is planned to be completed there. So
thanks to AP for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.